Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. Appreciate that. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, and we are streaming live all across the country on that free Odyssey app brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Thank you for tuning in this Friday, April 4th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up? Happy Friday. Good morning.
What's up? And Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Running a three-man show. Jason is out today. He'll be out for our Altcast tonight. Cakes and I will be returning to Capital One Arena.
Yeah. Two straight days of two full round trips into Washington, D.C. It's my favorite thing to do.
Now, where were you?
It's all good.
Where were you guys sitting yesterday? You were in the suite?
We were in the suite for the Wizards Magic game. EB, you missed Harry Potter night.
Oh.
You missed Wizards Harry Potter night. I know that's kind of your thing.
That's sad.
It's you missed Bob Carrington explosion. Bob, the rookie, who I believe is still 19,
mm-hmm.
went for 32.
I watched some of it, I think, in the third quarter.
It was a good hang. It was
hung in there at times, it looked like.
No, it was a good hang, though, in the suite,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a Junkies thing and we were going to meet Will Dawkins. Turns out it was everybody from the station, which was kind of cool because we never see some of those guys. Grant Paulson was there hanging
mm-hmm.
out.
It was a station.
And a lot of the 980 guys like Craig Hoffman,
that's
Chris
correct.
Russell.
Yep.
Guys like Toby Altheiser were there.
The Rooster.
Mad Max, who we just met this yep. week, who
Mad
started
Max.
Working at a station that works.
Yep, correct. He was
the
there.
Board.
Yep.
Whose suite was it?
Monumental.
Unknown.
Monumental.
It's just a monumental suite.
So that means it was barren. I mean, did you even have sodas
in there? There was a nice spread.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nice spread.
I mean, Valdez definitely missed it. They had like a like an Old Bay cheese like crab bake.
CK sent me a text of the picture of the pot of crab dip that
it was
they
so
had
good.
That they're serving at the
I mean, I just
sweet.
Kept dipping.
Did you have envy?
I did. I had FOMO.
Yeah.
I just kept dipping tortilla chips in there. It was hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard to stop.
Nice.
They had like short rib sliders. They had wings. I mean, it was a nice setup.
Right. Oh, very cool.
B. Mitch popped open a bottle of wine about halfway through the event. It was solid.
Where did you
I don't know
that
there
from?
Was a lot
there's
of
a bottle of wine in the suite.
Yeah, nice. I don't know if there was a lot of watching of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very little. At least for me, I might have watched 5 to 7 minutes of game action because you're hanging out with people in the suite. You're doing bits,
and then everybody's kind of waiting for Will Dawkins to show up.
Uh-huh.
And I think most people thought it was going to happen at halftime, but we're waiting around halftime, and I got a buddy who's got really good seats, my buddy Koki. So I went down to see him, and I was like, man, I hope I didn't miss Will Dawkins. And I got
yeah.
back to this suite like 20 minutes later,
yeah.
and everybody was still waiting. Let me just say this. Once Will Dawkins came and left,
yeah, everybody else rolled.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
yeah. I mean,
he was like the lead blocker.
Right.
Cakes did his, poop. Out of here.
Well, I mean, at that point, it's 9:05, like it's almost like 9:10,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing the calculus of when I'm going to get home and I'd already had a late night the night before.
Well, plus, you still have to have your two beers.
I kind of did. I threaded the needle in the suite because I had a Stella, which is a little bit bigger than a normal beer.
Yeah.
So I basically went with, I guess that's like 1.25 beers.
Yeah.
And then I had a little bit of the Malbec that that B. Mitch popped open. Like,
so you didn't feel like you needed any
like
at
an
home?
Eighth of a cup. Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't have time, EB.
Okay.
I didn't have time once I got home.
All right. Good.
I had to get my responsible drinking done in the suite.
Well, Will Dawkins, the GM for the Wizards, that's his official title, right?
Yes, correct. Guys. He's the big boss man.
He's such an easy guy to get along with.
Super nice.
Right? I'm sure, even though it's kind of like a wild season, you know, just kind of enduring this, he's always in a good mood.
Yep.
It appears.
Very, very friendly, very affable.
Very friendly guy.
I didn't make it weird like I did last year. I actually went up, shook his hand, had a quick human conversation with him, hung around for a little bit,
right,
did my schmooze, and then I let other people come in.
Your precursor, though, was, I'm not going to make it weird like last time.
Correct, yes.
Oh, you mentioned it?
Well, it was my whole thing. Yeah, it's been my shtick for going on like an entire Wizard season.
He never even realized. No, he had no idea what you're talking about.
He couldn't care less. It was other people that were observing the weirdness last season that saw it.
I did throw out as a joke that we are available to sit at the table for the drafting of the, you know, if they have the top pick, lottery.
As soon as he said it, I was within earshot, and I said, well, he can go, but I'm not going. Because I'm not wearing the, you're responsible for the Wizards falling to the fifth pick.
Right.
Instead of, I just can't. I can't have that.
Well, the other part is he wasn't going to take it seriously.
Of course not.
Just felt like I should throw it out there.
No, you're just.
But after a few minutes, you know what I learned, EB, and we learn this all the time. Like if it was just the junkies hanging out, I think the conversation would be different. When you're there with Grant and Chris Russell and Toby Altizer and all those guys, the conversation just breaks out differently. Now I overheard this. I was about four people away.
Was it all like basketball oriented or something?
It was.
It's definitely
hey,
more sports
if you
oriented.
Could pick five championships, five titles for the DC teams, how would you allocate them?
Yeah.
Would you go five Commanders? Would you go three Nationals and one Capitals and one? I was like, I can't believe these guys are extending this
and then it got
to the booth.
Then it got delineated to, now, are we picking with our hearts here or are we picking with our wallets? Because the general consensus was, if we're picking with our wallets, we're gonna pick five Commanders Super Bowl trophies.
I don't think that's a bad topic for the discussion.
No, that's
there.
Fine. For the,
I mean, what else are you gonna talk to them about?
For the form that we're in, it actually was perfect. But
yeah, you can tell them about Isabella swim lessons.
I talk to Chris Russell about his family for sure. That's usually what I do.
By the way, I came up with a huge save for one Chris Russell, the Rooster. So the Rooster, I guess, was given the Above and Beyond Award for the month. I didn't even know this existed for Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big boss here, Ivy, gave Chris Russell the Above and Beyond Award for, I guess, is it March? So he gets a $100 gift card.
Wow.
So of course the Rooster's in there. He's crowing about it, about getting this gift card.
Yeah.
So then
20
minutes later, I'm walking around in the suite. And I see lying on the floor about 8 feet away from Chris Russell, just on the floor underneath one of the tables, is his very valued, I thought, gift card just lying on the floor.
He already dropped it.
I mean,
lost
he just
it.
Dropped it. Was careless with it. I mean, if I had no scruples or morals, I would have just tucked it in my pocket and used it. But I'm not that kind of guy, so I gave it back to the Rooster. And now he's going to nominate me for the Above and Beyond Award next month.
Nice, you were giving.
Yes, I'm a giver.
I do this bit with Isabella now, where after I pick her up from school or sometime in the day, we'll say, what's the most giving or caring thing you did today?
Look at that.
You actually, my friend, did a giving and caring thing.
I cared for the Rooster.
There you go.
I gave him his gift card back.
It was interesting when Will Dawkins was there. At first, it's just kind of schmooze. You know, he's asking, people are introducing him to their kids. There were, kids. My son's 18, but Grant brought one of his crew.
Yeah.
His son, who.
How many does Grant have now? Does he have three or four?
I think he's got three, but a fourth on the way.
He's got at least three. That Grant is prolific.
Yeah. So
Grant's just slinging it.
So that kid was happy, running around,
he's
smiling.
Having a good old time.
And right. then CK's son was there.
Yeah.
And then there was one female in the booth. Like, just a sea of guys.
Yeah, correct. A lot of dudes.
I don't know. It became kind of a circle around Will Dawkins.
Correct.
And people started asking Cooper Flagg questions and this and that. And my son even just straight out goes, he goes, is it a lock if you have the number one pick that you take Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, he just went right in for the kill.
The answer?
He answered, but it is a lock. He answered like the political Will Dawkins way. Well, no. Yeah,
he had the answer holstered.
But if you looked at him.
And as soon as it was a little bit awkward, I'm not going to lie, because I was right there. As soon as that exchange went down, that's when I moseyed my way on over to the seats that were in the suite. I was like, it's getting too basketball geeky. I need to get away from this conversation.
Yeah, he tried to corner him, and then I think it was Toby goes, well, he scored 25 points a game, and then, I mean, it was pretty intense. But you know what? Will's a super nice guy.
You missed George Muris on coming in for a photo op in the hangout.
George is always fun. Was he in a good mood?
Yeah. Oh, he's always in a good mood. Every time you see him, the guy's gregarious.
Yeah. I know he's had a lot of pain. Like, just like his ankles, knees, and everything, just from being such a big dude.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the downsides to being like 7'7".
Right. No, he's awesome. I'm glad.
Great dude.
I'm glad he's still involved and doing stuff. That sounds like a good time. Good food. You got to schmooze with Will a little bit.
Yep. We drank the refrigerator pretty dry. I mean, there were not a lot of drinks left in the fridge when we departed.
But was J.P. Finley there, too? Did he make it out?
I did not see J.P. Finley.
But B. Mitch was there.
B. Mitch was there, yeah.
Representing.
B. Mitch, Jeff.
All right.
I mean, a lot of the behind-the-scenes guys, too, were there.
Oh, so good.
It was a good hang. And the Wizards lost, which is generally what you're shooting for this rebuild, because Utah now has the worst record in the NBA.
Unbelievable.
Will made a comment. Somebody asked him something about it. I don't remember.
I did tell Will that I was running the Wizards Sims on Tankathon, and I was a little bit discouraged by the fact that they're not always picking at the top.
Right. You know? What'd he say?
And he said, yeah, Utah is really giving us a run for our money.
Yeah, that's what
it was. Something along those lines.
But he was aware of what Tankathon was, because you said you were running Lottery Sim, and he goes, where, on Tankathon?
Yeah.
Exactly. He knows what Tankathon's all
He knows
all about.
What's up.
He's in on the Tankathon.
He's probably sitting there playing with it.
Speaking of the Wizards.
Let me run it again.
We're going to have their head coach.
Second pick. Distraught.
Brian Keefe. Wizards coach is going to join us coming up at 7:25 today. Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. We got Jason Demers from the NHL Network at 9 o'clock. Of course, we're doing the Altcast tonight. There's a chance that Ovi breaks the record tonight. Two to tie, three to be the all-time scoring champ, passing Wayne Gretzky. So we'll talk to Jason Demers coming up at 9 o'clock about that. Keep it here. We're the Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On the Fan.
So I saw this this tweet yesterday. I'm not sure if Cakes saw this or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of directed at Cakes, and I got a kick out of it.
Okay.
I think this guy might be onto something for you, Cakes. It's
okay.
Possible.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to hear this.
You know, what is your favorite order from McDonald's?
Oh, I mean, everybody knows this. Hamburger, Happy Meal, right. Large Diet Coke. Sometimes I'll cheat a little bit with extra fries instead of apple slices.
Right.
And I also like to, as a little add-on, I like the buffalo sauce to dip my fries in.
Okay.
It's kind of tasty.
And what is the order? What is that called? You said it's a bargain,
it's like
right?
$4.99.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy says it kills him every time you say this.
Okay, I know where you're going. I've seen this guy chime in.
You can get the double cheeseburger.
Okay.
Bigger fries.
Okay, I have a response to this guy.
Four-piece nuggets and a drink.
He's anti-cheese.
No. For $4.99.
No, it's not even that.
Just get the double hamburger, I'm sure. They could do it.
Does this temple look like it needs all of that extra food? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that it's I understand
better value.
Trust me, I like value.
Yeah.
I understand the value component of the meal deal. Do I really need to eat a double cheeseburger, four more nuggets, bigger fries?
So you like...
It's a conscious effort when I go to McDonald's because I love me some McDonald's,
yeah.
But I can't go in and get a Big Mac and a large order of fries.
So you like the built-in governor that it has.
It limits what I'm going to eat.
Okay, so you're not necessarily doing it for the value.
It's not
you're
about
doing
the value.
It because
not,
you like I mean, the portions.
The portions work for
the
me.
The portions are appropriate.
Without
okay,
me feeling
then I back
like,
off.
Like a total glutton when I go
all
to
right.
McDonald's.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like anybody else, I can easily go off the rails when I pull up to the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
I feel like this order kind of keeps me disciplined, but I still get to enjoy everything that McDonald's has to offer.
I didn't realize they still had a $5 menu.
Now,
that's amazing.
Trust me, sometimes when I do the Happy Meal, I have done an add-on with like the four nuggets. Because sometimes the Happy Meal leaves you wanting a little bit more.
Well, that's kind of the idea.
Yeah, I understand.
Would you ever consider it? You probably won't because you just think it's too much.
I might consider it, but like...
You don't do cheeseburgers.
I don't need a double cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? Just a standard McDonald's hamburger works for your boy. It's actually perfect.
Eric, it's not a real... It's like a value meal. It's smaller than
hamburger.
All the
right, but it's probably still bigger than what he's getting.
Probably.
I love Cakes. I can't ever get with what he's doing there. I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just trying to point it out.
Yeah.
He's trying to limit his calories.
Yeah,
I heard him.
He's just trying to.
All right, so you like the portions?
No, it's a snack. That's what it is. It's bigger than a snack. It's less than a meal.
Yeah, I can
you
see
consider
that.
It a meal?
Oh, I can see like. The other day, it was my lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
100% it was my lunch.
Right, okay.
It has snackish qualities, though. I mean, I kind of agree with Valdez. Like, as you're eating it, you're like, this isn't a lot of food. Like, I might need a little more in the engine
so
at
you're
some
saying,
point.
Drab, you're saying that even the $5 deal, which is the double cheeseburger, a little bit bigger fries, and the four-piece nuggets.
It's a small fry and a tiny drink. It's probably all the same size as the Happy Meal.
But it's just more food. Plus, you get the double cheeseburger and you get the four nuggets.
Yeah. By the way, most of their meals are like 10, 11 bucks.
That's what I'm thinking. It's a pretty good deal.
I get it.
I thought what you were going to bring up was the way I was just getting attacked yesterday for ordering the Wagyu skirt steak at Voltaggio.
Right.
So Our guy, Wine Donk, who listens, I think he's San Diego based. He's been listening to the show forever.
Okay.
And he's like wine connoisseur, like foodie type of guy.
All right.
So he just, he chimed in. He said, a Wagyu skirt, he actually tweeted, shirt steak. It's actually skirt steak. Okay. It's a typo, whatever.
Yeah.
Is the most tender, juicy cut of beef. Is an epic level botch at Junk's Radio. And Money Metal Cakes is 100 the steak king for ordering that.
Oh, well. No.
He said, he's talking about the conversation we had.
Right.
He said that Valdez and Drab were crushing me for ordering a skirt steak, saying it was a cheap, tough cut of beef. They are wrong.
I backed you up because my favorite, one of my favorite meals is Churrasco.
Mm-hmm.
That's skirt steak.
Right. So good.
Yes.
Especially the Wagyu version. So right. Delicious.
If I need advice on a Pinot Noir, mm-hmm. I'll ask his opinion.
Oh, okay.
He's not a butcher.
Oh, you don't respect his food opinion? You only respect
is he the steak?
So he'd be food. Or he should be the wine food dog to be chiming in here.
How about you respect the chef at Voltaggio that made it as special?
Yeah. You know, I trust
Google.
Do
you think the chef at Voltaggio is going to put something bad for a special?
Oh, I know they're
never
not.
Said it. Never said it was bad. Yeah. You're mishearing what we're saying. We're saying if I was going to get a Wagyu, I would get a filet, not a skirt steak.
And by the way,
it's your preference.
Google says that it's not the absolute toughest cut of meat, but it's relatively tough cut of beef due to its location and the amount of connective tissue it has.
Now, to defend myself, I don't know that a Wagyu filet was an option. I don't know if that was available.
No. And by the way, just because it's on special doesn't mean it's exceptional. It might mean they have to get rid of a bunch of it because it's going to expire soon.
It's possible.
That's what it is.
It's possible. I'm sure he's getting another hookup at a Voltaggio.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed your last meal.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what restaurants do.
Yeah.
Like, this, our special today is seafood stew because they have a bunch of fish left over from meals that they gotta get rid of.
You think
before
that's usually the reason they have a special is they just have left,
you know, restaurant donks call in right now. Okay. I guarantee you that's why they have specials. Is that they have an excess of something and they got to get rid of it.
I think it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah,
much like when you go to even a fast food place, right, to bring it back, they'll have specials, mm-hmm, because it draws you in to, sure, buy the product.
I'm pretty sure there's a viral video from Anthony Bourdain talking about the restaurant specials.
Ah,
and he talks,
okay,
about how it's the end of the week.
I don't know.
You don't get the special.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
You brought ammo.
Yeah.
Wine Donk backing you up.
My guy.
I back you up because I'm telling you, I love a Churrasco. And that's skirt steak.
Hey, all I know is it was a delicious meal.
Right.
They can say whatever they want. That was a delicious piece of beef that I had.
It probably came from regret. He probably wished they had gotten what you ordered.
Possibly. I don't know.
I'd like to. I'm up for trying it. I just know I generally like a thicker steak than thin. That's my only preconceived notion about it. If you tell me it was super tender and tasty, I believe you.
Well, it certainly was. Yeah. I would order it again.
It has a ton of fat. Did you say there's also, like,
I don't know. The cut I had was not super fatty. It was actually close to perfect.
Really?
Loved it.
All right.
Any other tweets from listeners about cakes?
No, not and food related tweets. I don't think so. I think we've got all the bases covered.
Do you guys like
there.
Flank steak? We're big.
Oh, my wife buys
flank steak all the time. And there maybe there's some.
It's easy to prepare too.
Maybe
that's
there's
one
some
of the
similarities between flank steak and skirt steak. Although I think flank steak's a little thicker. Who knows? Anyway, all right, cakes. I learned about the Wagyu skirt steak from
See,
you.
Now you know.
And the Happy Meal.
Yep, exactly.
The Happy Meal. I can't get with the Happy Meal.
Yeah.
I can't be a grown ass man and order a Happy Meal. I just can't.
I'm sure they think I'm weird when I order it. And, like, I would guess most people at McDonald's, when they hear a Happy Meal order, they expect an adult to grab it and then to hand it to a kid that's in the car. When I order it, I grab it and I put it on the seat next to me. And then I drive off in shame and eat it in the parking lot. And I don't give it to
anyone.
I do know
guys, though, that will order from the kids' menu often,
uh-huh,
because it's, you know, half the price.
Definitely cheaper.
And they'll get like two kids' meals.
Yeah.
At one place, they actually banned the procedure. They're like, you guys can't do that
anymore. And the Diet Coke was so big, I got to bring it to the into the poker room. Nice. This is my drink for the first like 10 orbits.
I think I stopped at McDonald's yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. You know what I did? Simply got a chocolate milkshake. Mm. That's one of my go-tos.
I mean, I love to order that.
Yeah, it's so good.
Not a big McDonald's milkshake
guy. I do think, honestly, it's better than Chick-fil-A's. I know some really? People like Chick-fil-A's. Mm. Maybe Chick-fil-A's more sort of natural or something. You know, God only knows what they're putting in these things. But I like the – I'm partial to the McDonald's. Mm.
Got it.
NFL world, there was kind of an interesting trade. It is a smaller trade in that it was an exchange of like late round picks, but the Dallas Cowboys picked up Joe Milton, mm-hmm. who got a lot of headlines last year because he's a physical freak and he was a late round pick. But when they ran, you know, the combine, he could throw it farther than anybody. His velocity was faster than anybody. And then when he played for the Patriots in one game, he actually played pretty well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a good performance against the Buffalo Bills.
Now, it might not mean anything, but he's going to be the backup to Dak Prescott. And people always wondering what's going to happen with Dak Prescott. He's making, you know, a huge salary. I think he's locked in there for a couple of seasons. But there at least have been rumblings that they would move on. So it'll be interesting what happens with Joe Milton. Do you like the move for the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I mean, wasn't it a late round pick? It was a late round pick they gave up to acquire him, correct? Yep. Yeah, I mean, if you spend a fifth or sixth round pick on a developmental quarterback that you think has a chance of hitting, and he could be the guy after Dak either leaves or retires. Now, Dak's not that old, but it just shows you that teams are always trying to groom the next quarterback. You can never have enough quarterback talent on your team, so I don't hate the move.
And they moved on from Trey Lance, it appears.
Well, Trey Lance, it just looks like he might want to look into another line of work. Well,
supposedly, he's on some sort of special list in the CFL. Like, somebody certainly claimed his rights.
Oh.
Now, I don't know that he actually signed with them, but I think someone sort of claimed his rights. And I believe he's currently an NFL free agent.
So, I believe the Patriots received a fifth-round pick. Dallas got Milton and a seventh-round pick in exchange. Okay. Milton in his one game was 22 for 29 passing, 241 yards, had a touchdown. He also ran, I think, for 16 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Yeah, he's definitely an intriguing prospect. Mm-hmm. You don't know how some of these guys are going to develop. Like Anthony Richardson, mm-hmm. who was drafted high, hasn't really developed so far for the Indianapolis Colts.
But he also was going to bring him up. He's had good one-off games.
Sure.
You know, at times. Especially, you would intrigue guys like Cakes with some of the rushing stuff that he did. He's even had a couple games, I think, where he's passed decently.
One difference between Joe Milton and, let me double check, but I think Joe Milton played more college football than Anthony Richardson.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be hard. Didn't Richardson play like under 20 collegiate games? He did not have an extensive college.
I thought he played like 14.
He didn't have an extensive resume Florida.
I mean, Milton was in college football for 6 years. Now, he didn't play that much. He was in Michigan for 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Played a total of 14 games. Then Tennessee for 3 seasons where, you know, he played 8, 9, and then 12 his last season. Anthony Richardson did not throw nearly the amount of passes in college football that Joe Milton did.
Yeah. And the Cowboys had a vacancy at backup quarterback because Cooper Rush is now Lamar Jackson's backup in Baltimore. So Valdez is going to be a Cooper Rush guy.
Who was your previous backup? It's been a while since it was Huntley, right? Who's been the previous backup to Lamar?
Last season. Hold on. Lamar's backup last season. Why am I spacing
on it? I'm not trying to stump you guys. I just thought it was something.
Josh Johnson.
Okay.
Maybe wasn't he a midseason pickup or no? Was
Josh?
He, yeah. Was he there all year?
I think he was there all year.
Hmm. Okay.
That guy's that dude's an NFL survivor.
Right.
He's been on a lot of rosters.
Just to go back to Joe Milton, you guys only started for 1 year.
Yes.
He was Hendon Hooker's backup at Tennessee and didn't really play much at Michigan. He played in those games because Hendon Hooker in Tennessee was blowing everybody out.
Yeah, he had almost double the pass attempts of Anthony Richardson. I think he had 649 pass attempts in college
duty, but he just,
in his 6 years. And even if he's not playing, the experience of 6 years in college versus three.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously he's still a project, but I don't know.
It's like to back up. It's a flyer.
Excited about
all of a sudden,
moves.
if you like them, I mean, it seems like Dallas. Look, they just gave Dak Prescott this big bag of money. Was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's gonna be there for a while, but he's just one of those intriguing guys because of his physique and because
I think
of,
Jason often says this, and I agree with it. If it gets down to your backup, you're pretty much screwed. I know you're trying to prevent that. That's kind of the idea of having an experienced backup. But at the end of the day, if you lose a Dak, you lose a Jalen Hurts, you lose a Lamar, you lose a Jaden Daniels, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys like Mariota could come in on one-offs and play well, but over extended periods.
Well, yeah. If your quarterback's going to be out for the entire year, mm-hmm. that's a death knell. But I mean, if you got to steady the ship,
game or two or something, sure.
Well, like you got 4 weeks and you need somebody to come in and try and go 2-2.
Yeah, go 500. That's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
Yeah. I think it's very important, especially if you're getting nicks down, you know, and if the season's just going to keep getting extended and extended.
I think having the right veteran to help you prepare is big time. Marcus Mariota being in the room with Jaden Daniels seemed to be a perfect fit. That's why I thought it was a great, mm-hmm. you know, re-signing to bring him back as the backup. I mean, they're giving him a good amount of money too.
I mean, backup quarterbacks are making $7-8 million a season.
Some of them,
yeah.
And I thought this was a good signing for the Bears, who have Caleb Williams. They signed Case Keenum
right
yesterday. He's only
I didn't
made
even know
3
he was
million.
Still in the league.
That and guy's been grinding too.
He was in
37
Houston.
Years old.
That's amazing. What a life.
I mean, it's hard to even count how many teams Josh Johnson has played for. I think he's been on
he's up
at least,
to 14 or 15.
Yeah, right? He's been at least, I was going to say 13 rosters.
Right.
And Case Keenum's been on a ton too.
He's been on a lot.
Case Keenum mm-hmm. broke into the league with the Houston Texans in 2012.
And
then he was with the Rams.
Yep.
Back to the Texans, back to the Rams, Vikings, Broncos, Redskins, Browns, Bills, Texans again, Bears.
He's making that side money hustle with Progressive Insurance. It features all the backup quarterbacks like him, Colt McCoy, Jacoby Brissett. Those guys are making a little extra scratch. Good for them.
Cakes, you're usually good at this.
I hope I am. Still am.
Case Keenum career earnings.
Ooh, Case Keenum. Now it's time to get in his pockets. Case Keenum, how many years has he been in the league?
Broke in 2012.
Okay, so he's been like 13
seven
years.
Teams.
Seven teams, 13 years.
Actually, maybe eight if you include this deal with the Bears.
Almost exclusively as a backup. Case Keenum has earned, I'm going to say he's grossed $48.5 million in the NFL.
$54.9 million.
Okay.
The outlier year, I mean, the Broncos, when he turned 30, gave him $18 million? Because pretty much he makes between $3 and $6 million every other year.
Yeah.
But he had 1 year where he got $18 million.
Nice. So how much did you say he's made in his career?
54.
54 and a half million.
Amazing life.
As a backup QB.
It's amazing life.
It's a great life.
Yeah. God bless him. The Skins haven't signed anybody of note in the last day or two, I don't think, right?
Not to my knowledge.
Maybe of they, note, no. They made a couple
sign
of signings.
Offensive lineman or something? Did I see that? Or a defensive end.
Yeah, I think it was on the defensive side.
Yeah.
I'll give you his name again. I saw it. Yeah, it's a little quiet.
They signed a Zimbabwean rugby player turned
right,
defensive
that's
end.
What it is. Right, yes. It's part of that.
Well, I know this.
International program.
Maguranyanga.
I know he's tough. If you're a rugby player turned football player, I know you're a badass. Let's without even looking at
be
the
nice.
Guy.
Let's see if he can make the transition.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if he could.
He'll be Washington's international pathway program player, much like the Chilean tight end who really didn't amount to Samus Reyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't really amount to much. But
the other news is your boy Marshawn Lattimore, EB, is changing his
number to 2, right?
He's going
to
be number 2.
What number did he wear before?
He was Michael Jordan, wasn't he? 23?
He was 23. Well, he definitely didn't play like Michael
Jordan. If you wear number 2, you better be silly. Because if you're not, they're going to equate you.
A lot of
you,
number 2 jokes.
They're going to equate you to, yeah, the other number 2, which you don't want to be comped right. to.
By the right? way, Valdez, did you see, I don't know, I think this went viral, the video of MJ when he was like in a creek. I don't know if this is old or if it's brand new, but somebody just sent it to me yesterday. And he's on a ditch. He's on the side of a ditch, a little little creek area in a golf course, and he's trying to punch it out, and he loses his balance and falls into the water.
Oh, no, he did.
It was so ungraceful.
Michael Jordan?
It was so not MJ-like.
Right. Because you think of him gliding through the air and just being silky smooth.
Well, I mean, you understand why, because he's on a slope.
Yeah, yeah, and your balance is off.
Even though, you know, I'm not saying he has a reverse pivot, but when you're on that slope, you're going to fall
back. Yeah, gravity's going to take over.
And he miscalculated and he went, oh, no. And he fell into the...
Was he all muddy?
Kind of. He kind of salvaged it somewhat, but I mean,
most of his body didn't fall in the water, but his legs definitely do. He's wearing shorts.
So you see it. Yeah, I don't know if it's a brand new video or if it's an old one, but it was sent to me yesterday, and I was just like, oh, poor MJ.
It looks like it's about 2 years ago.
Is that
I just
what
saw
it was?
On YouTube. Yeah, that's when it was posted.
LeBron would never.
I don't think LeBron's a golf guy, right? As far as we know,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think he's a golf guy.
Steph Curry is.
Steph Curry's a beast.
Yeah. He had a big game last night as the Warriors beat the Lakers. Curry scored 37. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Hey, did a young new star take a shot at Juan Soto? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies. Summoning baseball cakes here.
Oh, okay, good.
Jackson Merrill is a center fielder for the Padres.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know where he played his high school baseball?
Jackson Merrill. Where did he play? Where did he apply his trade in high school?
When you first got married, you lived not that far from this high school.
Oh, well, that's a huge hint. I'm going to guess
Arundel
High School.
Saverna Park High School.
Okay, all that's right.
Close.
Very close to.
Went to Saverna Park High School, was drafted in the first round in the 2021 Major League Baseball draft.
Okay.
So he was the 27th pick, signed with the Padres, got almost a $2 million bonus. So he's an up-and-coming perceived star. He signed a 9-year, $135 million deal. Okay? He's going to be making a lot of money.
Well, that sounds like a star to me. That's star money he's getting paid.
But he took kind of a shot at Juan Soto.
Okay.
Do we have the audio, Valdez? Here's Jackson Merrill talking about his new contract.
I think just even hearing, like, an opportunity to sign with the San Diego Padres is enough for me, you know, but I also feel like there comes a line where you know your worth, you know your value. You know, I'm just gracious for that, and I know that's going to be the same way for the next 9 years.
How much did he get?
135. All so right. He falls 565 million short of Juan Soto's $700 million deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why feels like he has to take a veiled shot at Juan Soto there. Like, Just sign your deal and be happy that you have $135 million coming your way.
Why would he take a shot at Juan? Like, what?
I'm not sure.
What's sort of the idea behind what's the theory behind the comment?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a 21-year-old kid.
I don't know his motivation.
He's a 21-year-old kid. I think he's just saying, my interpretation is he's just saying, hey, I'm happy they gave me all this money. I could have maybe haggled for more money, but they're giving me $135 million. I don't need $700 million. $135 million over 9 years. It's pretty good.
Calculated because he knows that he's young enough that when he gets to the end of this deal, that a Juan Soto-like deal, if he keeps ascending, is going to be awaiting him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when he's 30 or even before that, maybe they rip up the deal and extend him, or another team trades for him and gives him a fat deal. Like, he knows that next contract is looming.
Maybe. And maybe he's feeling like a guy like Juan Soto signs that massive deal and has already kind of bounced around on a bunch of teams. Juan Soto's on his fourth team.
Did Juan get 700?
Am I wrong on that, or is it three? Mets,
Nats.
And now
Padres.
And he's sleeping on the Yankees.
Four teams.
He's been on four teams. So
I think it's worked out pretty well for him, though.
No,
it's hard to fault Juan Soto's career.
Yeah, but
maybe
what he's saying is, hey, I'm cool with being on the Padres.
Okay.
I'm a 21-year-old kid. They're giving me $135 million, and I'm going to stay here for a decade. Mm-hmm. And it's a little shot at Juan Soto, but he didn't call out Juan Soto's name. Now, when he says $700 million, you know, kind of who he's talking about.
I can't even remember. That's what Soto got. Juan got
over $700 million.
That's crazy.
15 years, I think it was like $725 million.
Yeah,
I think he's just saying that he's happy to be with an organization that he loves being a part of. He's not right now about chasing money and worried about the last dollar. I mean, Juan.
Which I like.
Juan's a great player, but he will never be beloved by a franchise.
765 million.
You don't think at the end of the day he will be by the Mets? But,
I mean, probably maybe, not.
You don't think?
If he wins a couple World Series, maybe. But I think Trab is mostly right. Like, I don't really think he was thinking about Juan some of that much.
He's going to end his career with the Mets?
I mean, he's been on four different teams. So it'd be like, I mean, he can have a great career. And maybe it'll be like Max Scherzer or something like that. But if they win a World Series. But again, he could have been a National for a long time. He could have been a Padre. Juan will go where the money is.
I lowballed his number. $765 million.
I've already forgotten. Yeah.
15 years, 765.
Right. I don't know. I think how many years was Juan's deal?
15 years, $765 million.
So, all right, so he'll end up with the Mets. He's not gonna play another year or two somewhere else.
No, it takes him up to like he's 26 now.
Yeah,
so he's gonna be in his 40s.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll end his career. I would argue that he'll be beloved by Mets fans when it's all said and done. Unless he sucks.
Yeah, it depends. And if he goes that entire time and they don't win a World Series,
yeah,
don't know how beloved he's gonna be.
Right.
Juan cannot. He has an opt out. Pretty sure.
Well, I'm sure he does. If he's a Boris guy, like
after four,
4 or 5 years, yeah, pretty sure.
All right.
Maybe it's a little later.
That's a great deal, by the way, where you sign a 15-year, 765, and you can opt out after four to renegotiate.
I mean, I
know that Scott Boris gets a bad rap. He's a great agent.
Well, the players love
him. He's great at what he does.
Opt out after five.
Yeah.
By the way, this guy, Jackson Merrill, as a high school senior, okay, I played baseball as a senior.
Mm-hmm.
I did not put up these numbers. As a senior at Severna Park, he batted 500 with 13 home runs, named Maryland Baseball Player of the Year. Then he gets drafted 27th in the 2021 draft.
How many home runs did you post as a high school senior, JP?
If you count batting practice, a bunch. But if you count the games, zero.
Well, that's why Jackson Merrill's making 135 milli, and you're in here talking about him making the 135 milli.
I had a silly batting practice bat. Didn't translate.
You have a torpedo bat back in the late 80s? Could have come in handy.
By the way, our other...
Silly aluminum.
Our other guys, like other teams have talked about maybe ordering some. How long is that process going to take before they start arriving and the guys are taking
over the plate? If I'm like Rizzo and the Nats and I'm telling them, make that an express order. We need a torpedo bat 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, the problem is they're not tailored.
Exactly.
You know,
I agree.
Whole point of the torpedo bat was to tailor it to your specific swing to find exactly
like
where
fitting golf
the
clubs.
Perfect sweet spot is for your bat.
I feel bad for Mar because Mar wanted to get a new driver because Mar's a lefty. Mm-hmm. Mar doesn't really play golf, but he's starting to play with his boys. He likes to play social golf with the boys. And so he just went on eBay, just ordered a driver, which is fine, but he just...
You want him to go through a club fitting.
Well, at least he had no idea the shaft. He had no idea...
I mean, Mar's not good enough for there's no offense to Mar, but at this point in his golfing career, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I've never seen him hit, so I assume it's
not a great sight. But I just needed a driver to, you know, put it out there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And a silly putter.
Are you a slicer, a hooker? Like, what do you do?
Heavy slice left.
Okay.
Heavy slice.
Are you already prepping?
Because you're left.
Are you putting in work for the Purple Heart Open?
Oh, yeah.
It's a few months away.
Dude,
it's
I'm always boots on the ground. I might have a tee time today at 3. That's TBD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very good. Good for you. Hopefully you're not paying for it. Hopefully you're using some connections.
Yeah, it's connection.
Okay, good. That's the way it should be done.
All right. So if Mar's just basically a rank beginner, then that's fine. I get it. I thought he played a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt bad just buying a random club off the internet with sort of know nothing.
Yeah. He's such a novice. It's okay.
Yeah,
he's just getting his feet wet.
I'm just the vibes guy out there, though. I mean, you saw it firsthand.
You're the hype guy. You're the bring the Marlboro Reds to the course guy.
By the way, how are you doing? Are you still off the Zins?
No Zins, all Lent. Got 2.5 weeks left.
Are you like counting down the days so you can get another one?
No, I think I'm going to try to follow through and just never get back to it. But there will be a time, I'm sure, like, you know, when I'm out drinking or something, that I'll have one or two.
Did that prove to you that you were not physically addicted to it?
I just have a mentality where I can kick anything. Like, if I wanted to kick alcohol for 2 months, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
As tough as it would be, I think I could really do anything.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
You have a steel resolve over there.
And how many cigs have you had to replace?
Outside of MGM, which MGM made up for a lot of ground.
Yeah.
I haven't really had much of those either.
Did you go through a pack at MGM?
No, probably like five. Five or six cigs.
Is that considered a lot?
Cakes, what do you think?
Five or six in a casino visit? I don't think it's outrageous.
That's not that
bad. It's a little aggressive if you're a non-smoker. But
what's a regular smoker
do? Now, you can't smoke inside there, right?
No, you got to go.
They have like a little outside deck.
Look,
I know where it is.
Yeah, so if you're approaching Tap Sports Bar on the right, just before that, on the main casino floor, there's a little carve-out for people that want to go get cancer and also play the slots at the same time. Right. It's outdoors, and you can just puff away, and you can kind of get some fresh air if you stick your head out over the over the railing.
Right.
You might be able to get a little bit of fresh air, but he knows exactly where that spot
to you.
Is.
Thank you,
props
man.
Props to you.
They need some actual dealers out there, though, because I wanted to gamble a little bit, but it's just slots. They need a real person where I can...
You want like real like table games out
That's
there.
That's what they need.
For the smokers?
It would be the difference.
Yeah, he wants the table games out on like the little porch area.
It's not a bad idea.
Hey.
Smokers are getting discriminated against.
Right up the flagpole.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.